Martha, I want you and a few others to patrol the windows all around the abbey where the sea rats would find things to eat or drink.
The hermaid replied,
You mean the orchard and the abbey pond? There's also a vegetable garden adjoining the orchard. Since the sea rats arrived, they've taken water and fish from the pond, and as for the orchard, they're hardly ever out of there in the vegetable garden. Isn't that right, Father?
Carol clenched his jaw.
Correct, Martha. Those scum. I dread to think of the state our crops will be in, after all the hard work Red Wallace did. Well, Lana, you'll have a fair view of it. Orchard, vegetable patch and pond. They are all clearly visible from our south-facing windows.
Lana reached for his bow and began running a small piece of beeswax up and down the string.
Perfect. How many arrows have I left in my quiver, Torren?
The Otterkook took a look and returned, grinning.
23, and a mole, babe. Muggum sleeping in there.
The little mole grumbled dozily as Sister Portula extricated him.
We got to stop her. Lun be sleeping in my bed.
Abbot Carroll took charge of the mole, babe.
Then you can sleep in my big armchair, you rascal. In fact, I think it's time we all got a rest. There's lots to do once the day breaks. Right, Lana?
Blood-red tinges suffused the badger's eyes, his bowstring twanging aloud as he tested it. He gritted one word from between his clenched teeth.
Right.
The abbot hurriedly ushered his charges from the storeroom.
We'll leave you to your sleep now, friend. Good night.
There was no reply. Closing the door behind them, Torren the Otterkook exchanged meaningful glances with the abbot.
Did you see that, Father? Lana's possessed of the blood wrath.
Martha looked from one to the other, perplexed.
What's the blood wrath? Some sort of sickness?
Torren grasped her paw so hard that she winced.
Listen to me, young'un. You stay out of that beast's way until his eyes clear up again. Badgers ain't responsible for what they do when blood wrath comes upon them. Do you hear?
The hermaid managed a frightened little nod.
Lana wouldn't hurt us, would he?
The abbot signalled Torren and the others to their beds. He walked through Great Hall with Martha, who was carrying the sleeping mole babe. Carol talked quietly with her.
Do as Torren has told you, pretty one. Only be close to Lana when you have to. Creatures such as us know little of blood wrath, but grown badgers of his size can be very dangerous to any beast when it strikes them. Take your friends tomorrow, patrol the south windows on the first and second floor. The moment you sight sea rats in the grounds, report straight to Lana. Then get out of the way. Red Wallers have no business hanging around a badger who was taken by blood wrath. Believe me, Martha, I tell you that Lana needs to avenge himself and his dead friend upon Ragga Ball and his crew. He is here for no other reason. Go to your bed now, and remember what I have said.
Carol took the sleeping Muggum from Martha and went into his room. The hermaid looked up at the figure of Martin the warrior on his tapestry. There was no need of visitations or dream speeches from the gallant protector of Redwall. His eyes seemed to say it all. She bowed respectfully to Martin, then went to her bed, still puzzled, but obedient to her abbot and the guiding spirit of her abbey. Death came to Redwall at dawn. A sea rat came bursting into the gatehouse and raised Ragga Ball from the bed where he had lain sprawled and twitching in broken dreams.
Captain, the striped dogs just killed Clow and Baleclaw. They was fishing in the pond and he slayed them both with one arrow.
Ball came upright, his silver hook thrusting through the rat's baggy shirt as he dragged him forward.
Killed him with one arrow? Have you been at the grog again, Grimmel?
The rat wailed.
I saw it myself, Captain. They was standing in the water, one in front of the other, with a big arrow pins them both through their neck scruffs like fishes on a reed.
Bowl thrust Grimmel roughly out the gatehouse.
Rally the crew and fetch Werger to me. Move yourself!
Grimmel's mate Deathtoot was crouching beside the wall steps. He too had witnessed the slaying of two sea rats with one arrow. Deathtoot caught up with Grimmel.
What did Bowl say?
Grimmel shrugged unhappily.
Not much. Just booted me out and told me to bring the crew and fetch Werger.
Deathtooth persisted.
Don't the captain know Worga's dead? They found her just as it went light. Some beast had knocked the daylights out of her again the wall. But you knew that, didn't you? You should have told Bol.
Grimmel nervously looked this way and that.
You go and tell him if you dare. I don't want no silver hook gutted me. I wish we was afloat at sea like last springtime, I tell you, mate. We've had naught but bad luck since we dropped anchor in this rotten place.
Grimmel caught sight of several sea rats emerging from behind a small ornamental hedge where they had been sleeping.
Ahoy, yows lot! Captain wants to see you right now at the gatehouse. You best jump to it.
There was a piercing scream from the orchard as a crew rat staggered out, transfixed by an arrow. Still holding a half-ripe pear in his claws, he took one more pace and crumpled in a still heap. Grimmel gestured at him wildly.
See? What did I tell you? There's rot poor gone now, a good old messmate like him, off to Hellgate for a boy to break his best his poor lips. I said this place is bad luck, didn't I?